Barry, things have changed over the past few weeks, and there's a press statement out today which really does change the whole nature, but there's still to be a new stadium.
Yeah, a number of weeks ago, we were all in a very positive frame of mind. We thought we'd agreed a way forward that would enable the stadium to progress in the project as it was and as was agreed. Unfortunately, there's further requirements placed upon us by the miners' welfare that unfortunately means that the project is no longer viable financially.
Okay, and so that particular one's off. So would they look at going in by another route?
Yeah, we've already commenced exploring other avenues, and the key thing is that all the partners are really really behind this moving forward in a positive fashion. And what's the important thing is that we will have a stadium here for the community. That is going to happen. We're all behind that. We're exploring other avenues. The downside is that we'll miss the World Cup. It's very unfortunate. All the partners are very disappointed about that. But the important thing is a community stadium at the end of the day, and that's very much on the cards. And what's really strong is the nuclear partners have come out and they're visibly stating that they want to support this project as we move forward, and that's a big thing. And moving forward in this direction now will make the facility a lot more sustainable.
The nuclear partners, of course, always been great supporters of rugby league in the area, and very few rugby league sides have got the sort of support that you have from the nuclear people, or from anyone else for that matter. So their involvement in this has been crucial.
Yeah, we can't say enough publicly how important the nuclear partners have been to Whitehaven Rugby League Club over many years now. And this commitment from the Energy Coast and the nuclear partners to enable us to move forward strongly is greatly appreciated. And it shows their faith in the community and what they're prepared to do to improve this community.
So it'll go in by a different route. No World Cup, but there will be a new stadium.
Yeah, as I say, everyone's fully committed to the new stadium. We want this to work. We want it to be successful and sustainable for the long-term future. And maybe what's happened is a blessing in disguise, really. We can go forward a lot stronger together as a strong partnership.